Good evening. Merry Christmas to you and welcome to the house of God. Let us begin our service this evening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When all was still and it was midnight, your almighty word, O Lord, descended from the royal throne. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. When kindness and generosity of our God and our Savior appeared, he saved us according to his mercy. The peace of the Lord be with you. So, I don't know why you're all here so early tonight. I mean, I misread it. Did we get out the wrong communication about what night this was supposed to be? Or
I know, this is just a dress rehearsal for us.
Yeah, it's just, anyway, so here you are, so I guess we'll proceed anyway. I guess it's okay for you to listen in on the children's dress rehearsal, but since you're here, and while the kids are getting ready, maybe I'll just tell you just real quickly a little bit about the program. Yeah, has anyone ever heard of Wenceslas before? Want to put up a hand? Brave souls out there. Okay, I thought surely as we were starting to plan this program and teach the kids the carol that goes with it, I thought surely everybody had heard of King Wenceslas. And then we got to doing this and I learned that not so many people were as familiar with it as I maybe thought. So tonight we're going to learn a little bit about King Wenceslas, and you can read a little bit about him in your worship folder if you haven't already. But in the end, really, King Wenceslas isn't really what's important tonight. Wenceslas was a man who lived, 10 centuries ago, but he was famous for a heart of compassion and mercy for others. And so he is a parable of the story that we are really here to celebrate tonight. And that's the story, of course, of King Jesus. You talk about mercy and compassion. Hear this word from Paul to Titus when he said, "At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy." That's the story that the children are here to help us celebrate tonight. The appearing of God's love and his kindness and his mercy, all wrapped up for us in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. So welcome to all of you. Welcome to our final dress rehearsal. I hope it goes well. And please, above all, will you hear the children? And won't you receive the gift of God this Christmas? His Son, our Savior. Our Savior from our sins and from our sorrows and from death itself. It's all about his mercy. Oh, and it's also about our mercy that we show to each other in the name of our newborn King. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy the rehearsal. Now let us pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We are going to be led tonight in worship by our young people. The story they will tell is all about mercy, the kindness and the generosity of God our Savior that appeared in Christ, the child of Bethlehem, the Savior of the world. Let's welcome the children into the
room. Okay, students. Quiet down now. Quiet. Now the program begins with the song, O Come Little Children. will process in during the song. Is everyone ready? Okay, Sharon, let's begin. Okay, everybody, this is our final rehearsal before we actually do it. So we're going to try to do it with as few interruptions as possible. But to start with, we're going to have the preschoolers sing a few songs for us. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, preschool. That was really good. You're always so energetic. Our first carol this evening is going to be Good King Wenceslas. So the congregation will sing the first verse, okay? Will Wenceslas, the page, and the narrators get in position, please? Okay, Pastor and Beth Ann, it's all yours.
Page and stand by me, if thou know'st it, telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sigh, he lives a goodly hence, underneath the mountains, right against the forest fence. By St. Agnes Fountain.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear him thither.
Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find thy winter's rage, freeze thy blood less coldly.
In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay tinted. He was in the very sun, which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or egg possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Trouble with that first carol. I'm not sure it's a good song to use for a Christmas program.
Why? What's the problem? It's all about mercy, about a good king being merciful to one of his poor subjects. I don't see why that should be a problem.
Yeah, it is a Christmas song. It takes place on the day after Christmas on the Feast of St. Stephen.
Who was Stephen?
Stephen was one of the first deacons in the church. He was chosen by the apostles to lead a ministry of mercy to others, and he was the first person killed for his witness to Jesus.
That's all well and good, but this is a Christmas program, and the song never even mentions Jesus. Instead, it's about some human king. And that poor page bothers me. If the king was so merciful, he should have given him Paige the night off. And why is there a poor man? The king was so merciful, he should have invited him to his castle. And why is there a poor man anyway? Isn't there some government program for that sort of thing?
Those are all good questions, but think of it like a parable. King Wenceslas is Jesus, and the poor man and the page are us. King Jesus has served us, and now we are invited to share in the serving. Whenever we see want, poverty, pain, or suffering, we are free to serve because our king served us first. It's all about mercy.
But what does that have to do with Christmas?
Everything. Christmas is God's mercy. When the kindness and generosity of God our Savior appeared, when His mercy appeared, we were saved by the child in the manger.
I don't know. You'll have to convince me.
Okay, we'll try. Just listen for a little bit.
Okay, grade 3, you're up.
The Bible is full of stories of a king who loves to serve and give his subjects gifts they really don't deserve.
Like Wenceslas, this king cares for everyone, greatest to least. He dresses them for banquets and invites them to feast.
As king of all, he could have stayed on his throne in the heavens above. He didn't have to come to earth to show us any love.
But that is what the king decided to do, to set aside his throne to come to us in servant, for to claim us as his own.
But first he sent his prophet to speak a message clear that the coming of this merciful king was drawing near.
What on earth are they talking about?
Just keep listening.
A reading from the prophet Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteousness and how salvation is he humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, and a foal of a donkey.
A reading from the prophet Micah chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who is too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth to me, and who is coming forth is from old ancient days.
Thank you. the part where we hear about King David.
Okay.
A reading from 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now when King David lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies, he said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan.
"Go and tell my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? Since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, I have been moving about in a tent. Did I speak a word saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar?'
Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. When your days are fulfilled, and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever."
King David wanted to build a temple for the Lord, a house to display God's majesty, but God planned to build a house for David, a family, and a royal dynasty.
This was the way that God kept his promise that the child will be born in a stable in David's town who would inherit David's throne.
This is a reading from the prophet Isaiah chapter 9.
"To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this."
From King David's dynasty?
Yes. Listen.
Hope, it's your turn to read.
Oh, sorry. A reading from Luke chapter 1. "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.'
And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born shall be called Holy, the Son of God.'"
9 months later, that king from David's house was born in David's town, not a palace fit for king, but in a stable with rags for a gown. Great David's greater son appeared in flesh and all, and was laid into a manger, born to save us from our sin and rescue us from all dangers.
Child, lowly in a manger.
about something. We started with King Wenceslas, then King David, and now King Jesus, born in David's town. But what's the connection?
Don't you see? Just as good, King Wenceslas came to show mercy to others. King Jesus came to show mercy to us.
Sorry.
We started out by singing of a king who went to feed a lowly member of his kingdom, a poor man who was in need.
We are talking about kings who love to give and their subjects who receive it and abundantly live.
When mercy is freely given by the king, he wants you to share with others the very same thing.
Another song in Luke, the song of Zechariah, tells about this king of mercy and the coming great Messiah.
This king is all about giving, and he certainly is no miser. So listen to Zechariah's song. His son was John the Baptizer.
A reading from Luke chapter 1. And Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old.
That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
Catechism that Jesus is our prophet, priest, and king, that by his birth in Bethlehem, his kingdom he would bring.
He died that we might be forgiven from our sins and set free, and then follow in his footsteps in a life of charity.
Like Elizabeth, Zachariah, Mary, and the angels at his birth, our King sings a song to tell us why he came to earth.
He came to die upon a cross. Thank God that is so true. He came to free us from our selfishness and show us what to do.
Listen to the angels sing about this King of love. They tell exactly why he came to earth from heaven above.
Joseph, are you ready back there? Okay. 7 and 8, begin to read.
A reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinus was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
And while they were there, the time came to her for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, watching over the flocks by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
So God the Father, our Heavenly King, saw our lost condition, saw our sin and wretchedness, and acted in compassion. He sent the world its holy King, born in Bethlehem, a name that means the house of bread, for he would feed all men.
He saw the lost condition of our harsh and bitter thirst, and he said, "Come drink from the water of life, from the best of you to the worst. For in God's eyes we all are exposed and desperately lost, and he gives us Christ's righteousness to cover our shame and never counts the cost.
To a harsh and cunning master, we were bound in slavery, and Jesus came to free us from our wretched poverty.
He came that we might live and live abundantly, and now like him we give and live to show his mercy."
He says that as we love others in any good thing we do, even if they're done for strangers, we do it for Jesus too.
We don't do it to earn God's love or buy our way to heaven. We do it because we have received what he has freely given.
We do it because God first loved us and gave us a heavenly King, and our lives can be a love song for others that we gladly sing.
And someday when he comes again from his throne in highest heaven, he will point to our deeds of mercy as proof that our faith was living.
Okay, Jesus is the merciful King, and we are his servants, and yet he serves us. And because he has served us,
we return the favor by serving others.
Good, you're getting it.
But I still don't like the line about heat in the sod, where King Wenceslas has set. Though servant gets warm by walking in his footsteps. What's that all about?
Just listen a little longer, and I think you'll get your answer.
Our King saved us so that we can live. Our King loves us so that we can give.
Walking in his steps each day, we pass all sorts of people along the way.
People we could serve what a king has shown.
And to whom he makes his will known.
But maybe we would get tired. But it's hard work showing love.
I'm reminded of King Rehoboam.
Maybe we will get discouraged and think about the cost. Then we are reminded that our King went to the cross.
And it can even
then
happen
we need
that
to
our
be
love might grow cold.
It can even happen that our love might grow cold.
Then we need to be encouraged to follow him so bold.
As we follow in his footsteps and do what he wants us to do, our King warmth comes alive in our hearts and hands too.
We are strengthened for the job when we will remember baptism water and know that merciful washing brought us to the Father.
Moms and dads can be strengthened when they come to the Lord's table. There they receive Jesus who makes them strong and able.
Following the King's footsteps is not too hard a task when we realize that because he died, he'll give us all we ask.
All of us are stronger when Pastor says we're forgiven and we can go into the world and speak the joy of heaven.
He picks us up and carries us when the way is dark and drear, and leads the way and strengthens us when the way is bright and clear.
I get it. At least I think I do. Like the King Wenceslas song, Christmas is all about God's mercy. The manger, the angels, the shepherds. It's all about God's mercy and how he served us.
Yes, and?
And now when we walk in his footsteps, his love warms our hearts to show mercy and love to others.
I think you've got it.
Okay, so even though the King Wenceslas song never even mentions Jesus, it's really all about Jesus.
Precisely.
Our King left his throne above and came to be a baby. We celebrate that birth and our King's great humanity.
Let us humbly give our gifts at this his manger throne and contemplate God's great love as we make our way toward home.
We'll also bring forward some food gifts you brought, maybe a blessing to others as Christ has blessed us.
Our offerings, then, we give with joy and place them at his manger, and thank God that his coming means you are no more a stranger.
Christmas really is all about mercy. God's mercy and the mercy we show others in His name. A man by the name of Stephen Stark has written words for the tune of Good King Wenceslas for our church's LCMS World Relief and Human Care Ministry. He based it on the words of Jesus, found in Matthew's Gospel.
A reading from Matthew chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all His angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right and the goats on His left.
Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me."
Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?"
And the King will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these My brothers, you did it to Me."
And about how we can show mercy to others in His name. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Through God's mercy and love and peace, your sins have been forgiven, and you can live a merciful life, forgiving and forgiven. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Nice job, everyone. Now we're going to leave church during the last hymn, and you'll get your treat bags in the back of the church from the school board. Eighth grade ushers, you're going to usher the congregation out row by row so that the little ones can get treat bags in an orderly manner in the back, so there's not a mad rush for the candy. All right, see everyone back here for the program. Merry Christmas! Okay, Sharon, joy to the world.
Thank you. Amen.